COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Says she's over metal, can't deal with a real woman. We'll explain.
And Todd Chrisley claims you would never catch him at Swingin' Richards. We'll let Gary and Funky weigh in on that.
Also, later on, we sit down with Demetrius Little Meech Flannery Jr. and Miles Truitt to dish about season 2 of BMF on Stars.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Now I hear trouble in the background. Is that Brad and Gary coming through?
Yes, you already know what it is, and we ain't going nowhere.
No way, baby. So don't get comfortable.
Right.
Oh, I'm getting real comfortable, baby. This seat is real good. Keeping it nice and warm for you, Gary.
Yeah, yeah. We see y'all keeping our chairs warm and all in Atlanta. Our girl, Jessie Woo Woo Woo, and multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dineva. Hey, y'all.
I got my good eye on you, Funky Dineva, honey.
Well, listen, why you got this eye on me? Let's just get into a hair crack. What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a... Okay, now you got 51-year-old Rosanda Chili Thomas out here with a new man, and he ain't no scrub. You wanna know who it is? Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
It's 42-year-old former Boy Meets World actor Matthew Lawrence. Now, the couple made an Instagram official over the holidays by posting a video of them dancing in matching pajamas. That means love.
Oh, right? Okay.
So, we just recently about the two being spotted frolicking in Hawaii waters back in August, but they denied being in a relationship.
Okay.
That's bold-ass lie.
Okay.
Now, there's no denying their love now. And as a matter of fact, Chili's rep said, I've been with Chili since 2005, and I've never seen her this in love.
Oh.
She is glowing, and they're really cute together.
I think this is cute. Chili has had her runs with, you know, a few men that she didn't stay with. So if she's happy, I'm happy for her. It's about time she found some good love. And if it's in this man, then more power to her.
What, Brett?
And it's about time she decided to leave all these African-American men, give her a nice white man. Because black men stress you out.
They stress you
out. They say black men stress you, honey. So she got her a good man.
Well, you know what? Chili definitely does not have a type. I mean, she dates across the color spectrum, and she does not mind robbing in the cradle.
Well,
it's not that big of a gap.
It's 9 years.
And she looked younger than him, so it kind of looks good when you see him out and about.
You know, the rate at which white people age, they're the same age. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Especially white men. White men do age like bananas.
Yes.
Y'all do age fast.
This is not a big age difference, y'all. This is not like 30 and 70.
No.
This is not a big age difference.
But I will say this. She got the wrong Lawrence brother. She was supposed to go get the one with money.
Wasn't Joey?
It Joey Lawrence?
Whoa.
Not the one that was in his shadow. I mean,
Billy got second place money. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an earner. You know what I'm saying?
That's the other thing, too, is like, she doesn't necessarily, like, maybe she doesn't want that big time star with that big time ego. Matthew's,
which I know Pebble still got all their money, so now she need the money.
Matthew does strike me as the kind of guy who is hanging out the side of his best friend's ride, though. You know what I'm saying?
Or his brother's ride.
His brother's ride. But y'all know, there's always a bitter Becky lurking in the woods somewhere, child. So Matthew's ex-wife, Cheryl Burke, seemed a bit salty after the news broke about the new love between Chili and Matthew. Okay, she put this in her Instagram story, y'all. That was fast. Now, let me just remind y'all, their divorce has only been finalized for 4 months. If the divorce has only been finalized for 4 months and we saw them frolicking in Hawaii back in August, then he's been over Cheryl, but wasn't really that quick. I'm trying to do the math.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you know, like, he's probably been in love with Chili his whole life, like most men have.
That's true.
So when the opportunity presents itself, you going to go for it.
That's true. Okay. Tanner, this one's for you. Emily Ratajkowski. Says she's over dating men who don't know how to handle strong women. So she explained on the Hilo podcast that she hates going out with men in particular who truly think they want an independent partner. She said, how does she talk?
I don't know, with a name like that, probably foreign.
Okay.
But no, I think she's American. I don't think she's...
Okay, okay, so let me, okay, so.
I'm gonna make it sound Soviet as hell.
They slowly get emasculated, and they don't know what to do with those feelings, and they resent you, and then they start to tear you down, and then you're just back to square one. Now, this comes after news broke that she is no longer dating Pete the Meat. Okay, so what y'all think about this?
I mean, I think, you know, like, you can't necessarily put a one-size-fits-all thing on what all men are into or not into, because at the end of the day, everybody is into different things.
I do think, though, that a lot of men, y'all know, a lot of men have real big egos and real, you know, their skin is real thin a lot of times. I don't have any issue with that at all. Right. I am perfectly fine being a stay-at-home dad. I am perfectly fine raising your babies, Emily. I will be at home vacuuming the house.
Tanner, you didn't shot your shot about 15 times, bro. I think you should give it up.
Did you try the DMs, Tanner?
No, I haven't. I can't.
Slide into the DMs. When all else fails, slide into the DMs.
Really? Tanner, you have a blue check. It's going to go to the top of the messages.
Man.
Bro, it's like being at Dave and Buster's. You keep shooting your shots. You get enough tickets to get your prize, bro.
Exactly.
Go for it, man.
2023, we're going to land Tanner a famous bait.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't want Tanner.
He
want
to be... Ooh.
What? What'd you say, Gary?
I wouldn't want Tanner. You too weak, baby. I need a man with a strong back.
Listen, we all know, Gary, that you're the one with the strong back, all right?
Didn't you see Tanner's tramp stamp?
No.
Yes, you did, when they showed him working out with no shirt on. He had his little tramp stamp. He got a strong back now, Gary.
Right. Tanner can carry stuff like a Volkswagen.
Okay, all right, y'all. Moving on. Oh, boy, this story. Just days before Todd Chrisley is set to report to a Florida prison to start serving his 12-year prison sentence. He wants the world to know that he is not gay, nor did he have a homosexual affair with former business partner Mark Braddock. Appearing on his Chrisley Confessions podcast, which you would think would be the perfect place to make
a confession.
Todd took a moment to address Mark's claim that intimate relations took place between them in the early 2000s. He said... What insulted me the most is that out of these 54 years for me to finally be accused of being with a man, it would be someone who looked like Mark Braddock. He continued calling Mark a toad and said that he looks like a thumb. Okay. Gary and Funky, what does your radars tell you?
Listen, Todd Chrisley is not gay, and I'm Britney Spears.
Okay.
Ball-headed lie.
Right.
If Miss Chrisley ain't gay, then honey, I'm dating Funky.
Definitely strikes me as a guy who knows what it's like. However, I mean, I think you gotta say this sort of stuff, you know, just to keep all these, like, you know, arrows coming at you when you go to prison. Because it's gonna be like speed dating when he gets in there.
So, y'all, what's the best way to clear up a rumor that's not true about
Shut
you?
Shut your damn mouth.
Exactly.
Don't say nothing.
Don't
say
nothing. Get your Beyonce on.
Let it go
and
away.
He's gonna have to drop a sex tape before he goes in or something. Like, Chris Jenner or somebody, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, because this whole I'm not gay, I am delivered moment is not cut. I'm sorry. We're not. We don't believe you.
Okay.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Todd. Yeah.
She should be happy she get to be herself. I'd be more than happy to go to jail.
Oh, Lord.
All the pieces she could get.
Up next, y'all, Ryan Seacrest versus Andy Cohen. Uh-oh. We'll get into this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, I hope you guys are ready because I have got a middle-aged white guy feud for you. All right. So, every year, Ryan Seacrest hosts New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC, and Andy Cohen hosts the CNN New Year's show along with Anderson Cooper, and their stages are pretty close to each other in Times Square. Well, on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Ryan told Kelly Ripa that Anderson waved at him and told him to have a good show, but according to Ryan, Andy Cohen ignored him.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
At this point, they just need to fight.
Yeah. I'd pay to see.
Fight and get it over with. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Andy Cohen snubbed me before.
What? Really?
I mean, not that I'm super duper important, but Candy brought me with her to watch What Happens Live. I was supposed to be the bartender. And like, he literally walked in the green room and talked to Candy for like 5 minutes while I'm standing there. And then Candy was like, you know, this is my friend. Kept his eyes talking to Candy, stuck his hand out like this, pulled it back in, and went back to talking to her.
I love it, baby.
I love it, baby. Granted, Andy Cohen is a grand queen, baby.
So,
I was, you know, I was just getting started.
But being good human and making eye contact with that person and saying hello to you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. He did just like this.
No, you don't do that.
No, that's rude.
She don't have to do that. Ms. Cohen is a rich woman, honey, and she did not have to speak to Funky, honey. So she played this girl was invisible. So, bitch, go, Ms. Cohen, honey. That's how the girls do, honey.
Well, if Ryan wants to fight Andy Cohen, he might want to call Margot Robbie because Margot channels tough animals to get into character.
Yeah.
Now, on the Kelly Clarkson show, Margot said that her movement coach advised her to do this. So, in her latest movie, Babylon, Margot plays an actress in the 1920s Hollywood era, and she was inspired by octopus and a honey badger.
Okay.
And that's not all. And I, Tanya, where she played Tanya Harding, she channeled a pit bull. And
what?
For ice skating scenes, she thought about a Mustang. Okay. Weird animal pairings for the things that we just spoke about, but if it worked for you, it worked for you.
Octopus and honey badger?
Yeah,
she was good in I, Tanya.
Honey badger. Yeah, pit bull and I, Tanya, I could see that all day because she was horrible. Yeah.
You know what, Jesse? I would say you move like a swan that's been maimed.
What, that's been maimed?
That's been maimed.
So it has no arms and it's just
like
on foot?
Like an alligator got it.
Wow. First of all, you move like Scar from The Lion King, okay? You are very, very dark-spirited.
Oh. Not Scar from The Lion King, man.
No, but tell me he doesn't move like Scar. Scar was very like, be prepared. Y'all see how funny it's plotting on Gary's seat?
Oh, it gives you new meaning to private.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
What you guys think Gary moves like?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What are those things that be in the middle of the road in Florida?
Iguanas?
Iguana, that's Gary.
Iguana.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah. I definitely see that. Okay. Iguana.
Well, he never matching, always changing colors, so I mean,
oh, part. Ooh, Gary, he is coming for you.
Wow.
All right, y'all, up next. Recently, we had the pleasure of talking to Lil Meech and Miles Truitt about the new season of their show, BMF. So come right back for more.
Yes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back. So I am so excited about our guests today. They've had everyone glued to their screens for season one of BMF on Stars, and now they're about to have us on our couches again this season. Let's give it up for my nephew, Demetrius Lil Meech Flannery Jr. and Miles Truitt.
Let's give it up for the fact that I'm sitting next to Meech.
I told you we're not gonna do that. This is my nephew. Stay your ass over there, girl.
Okay. Let me be professional. Okay. The first season was super lit. There was money, cars, gang wars, and good old hood sex. Tell the fans what to expect in this season.
This season is all about elevation for us. You know, this season is about more of everything, more dialogue, more acting, more action. You know, so we're falling deeper into the story. First season was kind of like show y'all, okay, BMF is coming. Now we into the story. We have all type of guest appearances on the show, all type of new people like Monique, Carisha.
Yes.
You know, it's crazy. It's going to really have a big twist, and I feel like everybody's going to be caught by surprise.
That's dope.
Period.
And on top of everybody who was a part of the cast last year, which was crazy, this season, you got Carisha, a.k.a. Young Miami, like you just said. Mm-hmm. Monique, along with, you know, Cash Doll returning. Snoop is back. Lala, Anthony, the list goes on. Out of everybody, though, who was the biggest jokester on the set? Because it seems like it's so serious sometimes. Who be making y'all crack up and just, busting things down?
He bullshit. Word? The most. And you can never tell when he's being serious or not. He's smiling right now, but then he'll stop smiling and be like, nah, like, let me get a piece.
Be
Okay, so this series is executive produced by 50 Cent. How does he run set? Like, is he a jokester too?
Oh, yeah. And he's a genius too. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know when it's playing time, when it's not. He all about business, especially, you know, he play sometimes, but when we on set and it's time to work,
it's time to get the business.
It's time to get the business. He ain't playing. Mm-hmm. But that's why I appreciate the most about him is how much of a creative genius he is and how much he helped us and talked to us and guided us through everything mm-hmm. we need. Yeah. You know, that's why he come and direct the episode just so we can come and get that direct 50. Like, so I feel like that's what's fun too, like learning from them and being able to sit there and take from the legends that's been doing this all their life.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud. I just remember he was a baby in diapers and we was just scooting all around everywhere.
And now look at him.
Oh, this is crazy.
You know, okay, now I know the ladies love you both, honey. What type of characteristics do you look for in a woman?
Oh,
Meech.
No.
I mean, both of y'all, but Meech.
Go ahead, Meech.
I don't discriminate. I don't judge. I don't really got no preferences.
Calm down.
I'm just saying, I don't discriminate. I like whatever's
like
beautiful.
You like a plethora.
I like whatever's beautiful.
So what about you, Miles?
I feel like you got to have a little bit going for yourself, you know, initiation and conversation.
Put that on a shirt.
Okay.
All right, so before y'all roll out, I want to play a game called The Same Damn Time, Gangsta Edition. Now, this is all going to be based on shows that 50 Cent has produced and some of the characters from it. So you're going to have to yell out who you would call in an emergency at the same damn time. Brad, you got it.
Okay, y'all. Tommy from Power or Lamar from BMF?
Lamar from BMF.
Lamar. Okay, Lamar.
Okay.
Crazy.
I got one. Kato from BMF or Tasha St. Patrick
one.
From Power?
Tasha St. Patrick.
Kato.
Oh my God. You
I kinda agree.
Ride or die.
Yeah, she
man.
Was.
Okay, now how about Matriarch Monet Tejada from Power Book 2 or Monique from BMF?
I don't know.
Monique.
Meech says Monique. Come on, now.
Very bad.
I'm gonna say Mo because I love her as a person.
Big Meech or Ghost?
What?
Get
ain't no comparison, huh?
Right.
How y'all gonna prepare that?
Okay, we need y'all to tell fans when and where they can catch the second season of BMF.
You can catch the second season of BMF
on Stars.
Only on Stars.
Black Mafia Fridays.
January 6th. Nah. Bow.
Make sure that you guys stay right here for more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Samuel Jackson has been acting since the 1970s, and it's safe to say he can pretty much demand anything he wants. So Sam apparently has a clause in every one of his film contracts that allows him to play golf any 2 days out of the week while filming. He says it's the perfect game for an only child like himself. Now, in this game, you get responsibility for everything you do, bad, good. You get credit for everything you do well.
There are only so many living legends, and Samuel L. Jackson is one of them. I wouldn't care if this man said he needed 4 days a week to golf. You know what you're getting when you're hiring Samuel L.
You know, but I think it's also his approach to it, how he asks for things. I need 2 days to play golf while I shoot this motherfucker. Movie, yeah. You know what I mean? So,
that's right.
Okay, Mr. Jackson, whatever you want.
You got it. You absolutely have it, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah. And I think you got to pick those things that everybody else hasn't picked yet.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, The Rock can't lose a fight in a movie. That's
oh,
like, in
yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
I heard about this other clause where, like, Queen Latifah and in any of her movies, her character can't die.
I think there was only one movie that called for that. Like, I mean, I didn't expect her to die in Beauty Shop.
Well, she said just in case. You know what I mean? She could have cut herself with those scissors head, Craig.
Okay. My next contract gonna be, there will be no more queens after me, honey.
I love you, Gary.
Gary won't even let Queen Latifah on the show.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.